When Minister Butimana Mela addresses the National Press Club tonight, the DA wants him to come clean with South Africans about what is happening at NSFAS. He must explain why NSFAS was placed under administration, how Professor Matebula was selected as administrator, and why a remuneration package of 5.5 million rand a year was proposed, a package that National Treasury has rejected. But the questions don't end there. Four advisors were appointed to support this highly paid administrator. In Parliament, Professor Matebula yesterday confirmed that he personally identified and approached advisors. We also heard that private companies with no contractual relationship with NSFAS submitted invoices for their services, which went through finance and were ultimately signed by the administrator himself. Minister Manamela approved the appointment of these advisors, yet could not clearly account for their remuneration. So when he addresses the press club tonight, he must tell South Africans who authorized these payments, on what lawful basis, and why this is happening while students are still waiting for the funding NSFAS exists to provide.